A few weeks after the concert, our producers Yochai Meital and Zev Levi drove up to Lavon, a tranquil community in the Galilee, for a longer conversation with Idit about music, about spirituality, and about hope. Here she is.
So I'm Idit Oel, and I think from the 7th of October I'm Alon Oel's mom. I've been his father from the moment he was born, but I introduce myself as his mother because I'm here for him, for his voice, I guess. Before the 7th of October, I taught art in middle school, and I do art. I'm an artist myself. And after the 7th of October, I'm here to save my son.
Can you tell us a little bit about Alon?
Alon. So, he's my first child. And I think from the moment that he entered this world, he loved music. When he was in my tummy, I used to take a microphone and put it on my tummy, and he would listen to Mozart and Bach. That's why when he came out, I thought that he really knew music. And when he heard it, it made him feel really soothed, and it helped him, I think, in all his life up till now, and I think now mostly, music is really a part of him, you know. At the age of 9, he told me, "Mom, I want to learn the piano." And I said, "Wow, good idea, sure, let's try that." And he loved it. As he grew up, I think he found that music is something that's meaningful for him, you know. So the house always is with music. Music is part of, you know, the house, the feeling of, even today, we play Alon's playlist.
What's on his playlist?
He loves jazz. He loves Israeli music. Guy Mazig, obviously, Shlomi Shaban, Tuna. And he also likes, you know, great pianists. So Elton John, he loves Elton John because he's a good pianist. And, you know, when he plays, he learned classical music and he played a lot of that. But as time went by, I think jazz was more his thing. And he really loves to improvise. So I wonder if his music would be different and how it would be different. Sometimes they say that artists make music and write songs. Usually the best songs and best music when they're down, when they're, you know, like in a very dark place in their lives. So maybe from that comes light and beautiful music, and I wonder.